Today, children, we have the two saints that we just invoked and asked them to pray for us today. The first one I'll talk about is Saint Emerenciana. We only commemorate her, that is, she gets only mention in one prayer, actually three prayers, the collect, the secret, and post-communion of the Mass today. But she was a martyr, an early Roman martyr. Remember, just 2 days ago we had the Feast of Saint Agnes, the Virgin and Martyr. That was just 2 days ago. Well, Saint Emerenciana is the foster sister of Saint Agnes. And shortly after Saint Agnes had been put to death and shed her blood for our blessed Lord, Saint Emerenciana went to go and visit her tomb. She liked to do that and spend time at her sister's tomb. One day she was there and crying, weeping, because she missed her sister so much and wanted to be with her and to be with Jesus in heaven as well. Well, as she was there crying, two men came up and they said, "What are you doing here?" And looked at her and said, "You shouldn't be here. You have no business here crying over her. She was killed for a good reason. She was a Christian after all." And so they yelled at her and told her to leave. And she stood up and she said, "No, I can't do that. Because she died as a Christian, and I'm a Christian." And so right then and there at the tomb of her sister, they stoned her, and she died right there on the tomb of another martyr. And she died for our Lord and went to heaven right away. Well, that's the story of Saint Emerenciana. And the second is Saint Raymond of Penafort. He was a nobleman, a relative of the King of Aragon, and it says in the life of this saint, he had a very great devotion to the Blessed Mother, even from his childhood. And I wonder how many of you actually have a great devotion to Mary. Remember, that's the safest, the fastest way for a child or for an adult to get to heaven, is to pray often to the Mother of God. Well, later on, the Blessed Virgin would come and choose Saint Raymond to help her to establish an order, which was the Order of Our Lady of Ransom. You see, we have her statue up there just to the right of the tabernacle. That's Our Lady of Ransom. And this order was founded to free the Christian slaves from the Muslims. And they did much brave work in doing that. They'd go out and they would look for these Christian slaves and do whatever it took to free them. Well, later on, as St. Raymond was with King James, they both went to a certain island to preach about Jesus. And well, the king was a man of many virtues, but still a sinner. And he had many passions as well, many bad ones. And he lived a very sinful life. And the saint told him, "You have to give up this sin or else." And so the king said at first that he would, but then went back on his promise and didn't give up his sin. So then St. Raymond decided to leave and go back to his monastery. There's no use working with this king anymore because he just wouldn't listen. So the king then told everybody there that no one was to let him leave the island. And if anybody were to take a boat and take him back to his monastery, that they would be punished. Well, you know the rest of the story. He said, "I'm going anyway." He took off his cloak and he threw it on the water and put a stick in it and tied the one corner of the cloak to the stick, and he sailed across the ocean until he came back to his monastery. There was a big crowd waiting there, and he didn't even look at them. He just got right off of his homemade ship, you might say, put the cloak on, it was still dry, and he walked into his monastery. And later on, though, the king saw that, and he did actually repent after that. So it was a good thing. St. Raymond is a patron of confessors. The priests that hear your confessions, they're called confessors, and he's their patron. I think it's for three reasons, you might say. The first is that he would free the Christians from slavery. Well, we're all slaves in one way or another. We have sins that we're attached to and that we just can't give up. We're slaves to them. Well, St. Raymond, we should pray to him to free us from that slavery. But there's another reason too, that he was a very intelligent man, and he was a great teacher, but he was afraid that he was being too vain over his talent. So he asked some priest to give him a penance. Well, he was probably expecting some penance that would really humiliate him, or fasting, or something like that. But those priests told him, you need to write a book. And so he did. He wrote a book for priests to help them to be able to hear confessions better. And he gave many pieces of advice to them, advice to give to penitents and the like. So he's the patron of confessors. And then, of course, that third story was the story with the king, that the king at first would not give up his sin, but eventually he would. Now remember, children, a little brush up on your catechism lesson today would be a good thing. What five things does it take to make a good confession? Well, first you have to find out your sins, right? And then after you find them out, you're sorry for them. And then you make up your mind not to do them again. That's the third one. The fourth is to tell them to the priest, and the fifth, to do the penance that the priest gives you. But I wonder sometimes how many people, they might go in and say, I'm sorry, and they make their act of contrition. But how many people remember to say, I will give them up now? All of my impatience, my cheating, the anger and treating my family badly. How many of you actually try to fix it? Not just confess it. Remember, the confessional is not just some magical thing. You go in and you tell your sins and that's the end of it. No, you go in and tell them with sorrow. And part of sorrow is that you want to give it up, not do those things ever again. And you do your best. Yes, you might commit them later, but at least when you go to confession, you should say to our Lord, I will not do them, or at least I'll try my best never to do that again. Always remember that, kids, and pray to St. Raymond today for the grace always, always to make a very good confession of your sins and to resolve to give them up. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.